You're listening to Bismarck Mandan's community radio station, 102.5 FM. My name is Josh. Coming up next is an interview with Brenna Gerhart, Executive Director of Humanities North Dakota, about the Game Changer Ideas Festival coming up on October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Keep listening to find out more. Joining me in studio to talk about the upcoming Game Changer Festival is Brenna Gerhart, Executive Director of Humanities North Dakota. Thanks for joining me, Brenna.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
So, like I said, what we want to talk about is the Game Changer Festival coming up. Mm-hmm. So tell people, treat me like I know nothing about the Game Changer. Tell me all about it.
So it is a rock concert for your mind. I want people to amp up their curiosity and imagination. And so basically we pick a theme every year and we bring some of the most innovative thinkers in the world right here to Bismarck, North Dakota, to interact with people in our audience.
So it's become kind of a weekend-long thing.
Yeah, it's growing.
Is that how it started?
No, it just started as a one-day event, and then people have asked for add-on items. So we're going to do a play on Friday evening before and then show a documentary film after because people just wanted to dig in a little bit more. And we want to do so much thinking in one day that we just couldn't cram it all in anymore. It kind of spilled out over the sides.
So the dates are October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Those are the dates
yes,
of the festival.
Yes, that's the dates of the festival.
And it starts on the 12th, which is the Friday, with A Beautiful Hell. So tell us a little bit about that.
So this is a North Dakota play. A woman from Fargo, North Dakota, Carol Kapon-Rochensky, wrote a book called A Beautiful Hell, and it's poetry, and it was in honor of her two-year-old son who died of brain cancer. And then Theater B from Fargo took that and created a play. And so it's just a discussion of how do we walk a loved one through a terminal illness? What does that look like? And it's both belly laugh funny and also just heart-wrenchingly sad at the same time. It just covers a spectrum of human emotion. And so we're premiering that here in Bismarck, North Dakota. And after it, there'll be a discussion between Monica Hannon, KFYR, and Carol Kapon-Rochensky, just about what motivated her to write this. What does she hope that people walk away with after seeing this play?
And so after A Beautiful Hell, that's the only event on Friday.
Yep.
And then you go on to Saturday, and that's kind of the big day.
That's the full day where we're just going to, cram your brain full of ideas.
So you've got morning speakers. You've got, three or four speakers in the morning?
In the morning, yep. And then a couple in the afternoon. So we're going to start out with Andrew Solomon. He is the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Far From the Tree. And so he's talking about those apples that far in the next field or even all the way around the world. So parents have in their brain an idea of what their child is going to turn out to be like. And sometimes your child is given a diagnosis, Downism, dwarfism, deafness, or they've committed a crime. He covers people of the committed crimes. He covers children of rape. And how do parents learn to love and accept the children that they're given versus the children that they thought that they were going to get? And it's just, this book will expand your humanity. It did when I read it, and his talk will, and it's just heartbreaking and moving, and I think everyone should come and hear him.
Yeah, so, I mean, keep walking through the speakers if you want, if there's anyone you want to highlight.
Yeah, and then after that, we have Dr. Dhruv Kular, and he really talks about how we've sacrificed empathy for efficiency in our hospital system, and that if we help patients find purpose and meaning in their life, that has amazing health outcomes. But, we're just trying to get people through the door as quickly as possible just to keep costs down. And he really thinks we've sacrificed a quality of care. And he wants to have a conversation about what that means and what that looks like. Then we have Ashton Applewhite, and she is an anti-ageism activist. The one ism we're all going to face is we're all going to get older, and we have a culture in America that's obsessed with youth and beauty, and we think getting old is this terrible, horrible thing that none of us want to do. And she's done this amazing research in talking about a youth-shaped happiness curve, and people are happiest at the beginning of their life and at their end of their life, and that only about 4% of people end up in nursing homes. So this fate that we think we're all destined to is not actually the reality. That's what's happening, that marketing wants us to believe that this is horrible and we should buy their products so that we can avoid this. And so she really turns that on its head. And I think she's just going to be super dynamic and fun and interesting. And I'll have people rethink some of their life trajectory. And then we have Dr. Andrew Weirman, and he is a professor of colonial American history and medicine. And so many people talk about the founding fathers and what their wishes were. And so he really looks at how they thought government should be involved in healthcare. And he starts with a smallpox epidemic that happened during the American Revolution and how they handled that issue and what that tells us about healthcare today. And maybe how we can really, really find out what the founding fathers thought about it. And then we're going to end the day the way all of us are going to end life, with a mortician. So Caitlin Doughty wrote Smoke Gets in Your Eyes and Other Lessons from the Crematory, and she's a funeral industry rabble-rouser. She wants us to rethink our relationship to death and dying and how that looks and why we don't want to talk about it and why we're so afraid of it. She doesn't think that that's something that we should have. So I'm really excited about her. She's quite the spitfire, and I think you'll never quite meet a mortician quite like her.
And so the whole day, it runs until a little after 5 o'clock.
Yep.
We have a book signing afterwards.
Yep.
So you do have lunch, of course, yep. because it's a little bit of a long day. And there's a couple interactive lunch experiences.
Yes, absolutely.
In the middle of the day.
So you can do a lunch and learn, and you can sit down with a speaker or a facilitator and just really dig into the topic and meet new and interesting people from our community and our state who are also interested in this topic. So I think that will be really fun. And we also have something called Lunch and Lunges. So if you want to go down to Proximal 50, the downtown new location, it's beautiful. They have pulse classes and a lunch option there. So you can do just a quick 30-minute workout, and then you have 30 minutes to eat lunch and 15 minutes to walk back to the bell, because exercising your mind and body is so important at the same time. Really excited about those options.
And are those limited availability?
Yeah, we've sold out of the Lunch and Learn, but there's still a few spots left if you want to sweat over your lunch hour.
So that's the whole day Saturday, and then there's another day Sunday where you have one more event, and it actually features your first speaker again, right?
Yeah, they've just released a documentary film that Andrew Solomon is featured in called Far From the Tree, and he's interviewing some of the families from the book so that you can meet them in this film. And we wanted to show that in North Dakota while Andrew's here.
And so we haven't talked about it yet, but people listening might have delved what the theme is festival this year, but we haven't even hit on it.
That's a little bit critical, isn't it? Yeah. So the theme this year is the pursuit of health and happiness and what really matters in the end.
Mm-hmm. So how did you arrive to bringing that theme here?
We crowdsourced it. So we asked people across the state who've come to our events in the past, what are you interested in talking about? What matters to you? What keeps you up at night? What community conversation should we be having? And the pursuit of health and happiness, either the pursuit of health or happiness, kept coming up. And we just crammed them together because really, they go hand in hand.
So is that your strategy for choosing the theme every year?
Yeah.
Is that what you'll do next year? And how can people get involved in that?
Yeah. So we have a community advisory committee, and we ask people just from the community to come and talk with us and tell us what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong. They help us identify speakers. We send out a big evaluation every year, and we put up a poll on our website too, saying, hey, what do you want to talk about? What looks good to you? So we've already picked our theme next year, which is what happened to the American dream. But after that, it's up in the air. If people are really passionate about topics, send us an email, go take our poll, come to the event, fill out an evaluation. We are always open to what people are curious about.
Brenna Gerhart, Executive Director of Humanities North Dakota, the nonprofit organization that hosts Game Changer Ideas Festival, which is happening October 12th, 13th, and 14th, just next weekend, as we're recording this on October 5th. So it is a ticketed event.
Yes.
Where can people go to get tickets?
Mm-hmm. They can either call 701-255-3360 or visit GameChangerND.com, or they can get tickets at the door the day of.
And can you buy tickets? Can you get a weekend-long pass, or do you buy it for specific events?
Yep, we have an all-access, which will take you to everything, or you can just buy it piecemeal. Some people might just want to go to the play. If you just want to go to the event on Saturday, you can do that. If you just want to do the lunch and lunges, hey, by all means, go right ahead.
So tell people again one more time. We're just going to hit them on the head with it. Where can people go to find out more information?
Yep. They can either call 701-255-3360 over the phone. They can visit GameChangerND.com, or they can get tickets the day of at the door.
GameChangerND.com.
Yes.
That's a good place to go to find out everything.
All the information,
as well as the
schedule,
number.
The bios, everything we got is up there. And we have some like really fun additional things that we're doing. So our logo, you can see, has the Grim Reaper and Asclepius, who's the Greek god of medicine. So they're going to be at the event collecting people's deathbed confessions and their guilty pleasures. And we're going to read them anonymously on stage. We have some community game changers. So we have Dr. Linda Gourneau, who's going to walk us through a guided visual narration while there's flute music playing, because it's shown to have positive health benefits, decreasing your heart rate, relaxing you, and just releasing positive endorphins. So we want to show people that. Mary Louise Defender Wilson, who's a master Native American storyteller, is going to be sharing a story with us, the giant. And I'm really excited about that one, because it's kind of exactly encapsulate this topic.
Cool. So this is a annual event that
yes.
happens, but there's ways that game you can get involved with Game Changer year round.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them: Community Game Changer, Game Changer 101, Think and Drinks. What are these events?
So the Game Changer 101 are library book discussions, and so we'll take topic either whether our speakers have a book or a documentary film or written an essay, and we just have people come and prepare in advance so they can ask really good questions and dig in a little bit deeper, because some folks just really want to do that. Other people like to hang out in the pub and have conversations without having to prepare at all, and so those are our Think and Drinks. And in Bismarck we're doing them at Laughing Sun, but we're also doing them in Fargo, in Minot, and Dickinson, and we'd love to expand to other communities. But those start January, February, March, and April. And we kind of take these topics and we bring in a scholar and we just have a really great pub discussion. And it's a wonderful way to meet new people in the community that are active, engaged, and their minds are just percolating all the time.
So these are just part of something that Humanities North Dakota does.
Absolutely.
Year round.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that you do?
Well, we have a grant program. So you've probably been to a humanities event that we have funded. You just don't know about it. So we fund things all across the state. UND Writers Conference. We fund the TR Symposium that happens in Dickinson. And we fund a lot of tiny little events in little communities, like Rugby does Prairie Talks. We just brought Dr. George Freinan to do a Chautauqua character. So he impersonated the author of All Quiet on the Western Front, which is a book about World War One. It's the only book that Donald Trump has mentioned that he's read. I think that's kind of a cool thing. He's probably read more, but that's the one that he mentions having read. And he just came in and impersonated a living history character and went to different communities across North Dakota. So if people want to know more about that, they can just visit humanitiesnd.org. We have an event calendar. We do film festivals that we sponsor. Just any event that gets people thinking critically about what it means to be human and the human experience, that's something we want to be involved in.
So the Game Changer Ideas Festival is October 12th, 13th, and 14th. The main event is the 13th, but there are other events on the 12th and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Anything we missed? Anything you want to get out about Game Changer, about Humanities North Dakota?
Yeah. Well, we'd love to give away some free tickets if you would allow us to do that. If the first five people that email the words KDAC to info@humanitiesnd.org, that's info@humanitiesnd.org, will get free tickets to the event.
So that's KDAC to info@humanitiesnd.org, and you can get some free tickets to the Game Changer Ideas Festival. One more time, where can people call, website, go to yep. find out more about the event and get tickets?
So call in at 255-3360 or visit us at gamechangernd.com. Or again, if there's still tickets available, you can get them at the door the morning of.
Great. Brenna Gerhardt, Executive Director of Humanities North Dakota, the nonprofit organization that hosts the Game Changer Ideas Festival, has been in studio with me. Thanks for joining.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it.